Oh, sorry I'm late, guys. I got a new bag boy down at the grocery store. He's 72. He carried my bags out to the car, and then I had to carry him back to the store. Is Kara here yet?
Oh, no, she called. She said she's not going to make it to your dinner.
Again? That's the third time this week. What's going on over there?
Hey, Mrs. H, quick question for you. If you want to go duck hunting, do you have to have your own gun? Or can you just wait for them to land and then go after them with a hammer?
What in the name of dirt and worms are you talking about?
We're trying to come up with stuff to do with Barbara Jean, you know, ever since Dad moved into their old condo. We don't want her to sit around and get depressed.
Yeah, I think hunting is good when you're depressed, ain't it?
Look, when I went through my separation, I hated it when people thought that keeping me busy was going to make me happy.
You know what? Maybe you're right.
Too bad. I got a great duck call. Hey, ducks!
Look, the best we can do is be supportive. Let Barbara Jean work through her emotions. She's going to look like heck and feel like heck. And it's going to be okay with us.
Cheyenne! I need to borrow your pearl earrings. Well, geez, who died?
Changing fast, who I am is who I want to be. A single mom who works too hard, who loves her kids and never stops, with gentle hands and the heart of a fighter. I'm a survivor.
Oh, I tell you, I am undergoing a personal renaissance. Seeing old friends, going to movies, playing miniature golf.
You dress like that playing miniature golf?
Only if I don't want to pay. Honestly, Reba, I have to say, if I had known asking Brock to leave was going to help me grow so much as a person, I would have dumped him at our wedding.
Barbara Jean, you don't have to put on a show for us. It would be completely understandable if you felt depressed. I mean, shoot, even I felt depressed.
Yeah, but you're the one who got left. See, Reba, I told Brock to leave, so for me, this is a chance to really find out who I am. I mean, people only see me as Brock's wife, or Henry's mom, or when I was younger, the girl the lifeguards invite into the lifeguard shack. But now, I have an opportunity to find the real Barbara Jean.
That is very inspirational, Barbara Jean. You should write a self-help book. You can call it Knock Knock. Who's there? Me. Good, because I've been looking for you.
Yeah. Hey, Barbara Jean, I brought you two pairs because I wasn't sure which one you'd like better.
Oh, I'll take one of each. If I wear two different earrings, people will think I'm eccentric.
Yeah, that's what they'll think.
Ooh, and you know, I know this goes without saying, but the stuff we talked about is confidential. You know, I'm sure Brock is just constantly hitting you guys up for information about me. Yeah,
you bet.
Oh, I don't know how to thank you.
Wait a minute. Do you know what I just realized?
The Barbara Jean's an earring hog.
This is the reason Kara's been canceling our mother-daughter dinners.
Because Barbara Jean has been bringing her food from the miniature golf course.
No, Barbara Jean's been running around with who knows who while Kira's home babysitting Henry. Do you know what she is? She's a Kira hog.
No, wait, hang on, Mom. You have absolutely no proof that that's what's going on.
I don't need proof. I've got intuition. And my mother's intuition tells me something is wrong. I gotta speak to your daddy about this whole situation.
So funny, because me and my best friend, Ryan Holloman, I mean, he's not my best friend. He's like my best friend at recess. Except for Daniel Cortinez, who's my best friend, or says. Except he might move to Dallas, but maybe not. But he does like the Dallas Cowboys, but I don't. I like the Texans like you, but it was so funny because all
Jake.
Of a sudden...
Actually, I changed my mind. You can watch TV upstairs.
Cool. I'll tell you the end of the story at Dana.
Yeah.
Hey, Brock.
Hey.
Oh, I remember this color. Separation yellow.
Yeah, the guys down at the paint store just call it Brock.
So you okay?
No, I'm fine. I mean, the first couple of days, I was a little stunned, but I've been working with my therapist, and we both felt like the healthiest thing for me to do was to focus on the things I can control instead of dwelling on the things I can't. Plus, she upped my meds.
Yeah, sounds like you're doing great. You know what's not great? Kira canceled dinner on me.
Oh, well, she's probably busy.
Oh, you know what? You could be right. She might be busy. Good point. You always make good points. That's why I like to talk to you so much.
What's going on?
Nothing.
Oh, something's up. You just said you like talking to me.
Yeah, I knew I never could pull that one off. It's just that I've got this feeling about Kira.
Oh, no. We're not going to start talking about your famous mother's intuition, are we? Because I was lying before. She didn't really up my meds.
Brock, listen to me. I know you're going to flip out when I tell you this, but it's important. Barbara Jean's been going out every night, seeing her friends and going to movies and stuff.
What? She's going to the movies? And you're telling me this and not the cops? Come on, what's the big deal?
The big deal is that Kira's stuck watching Henry while Lulu's out playing putt-putt.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure that's not true.
Oh, really? Well, do you have mother's intuition?
No, I have Henry.
What? You mean Henry's here?
Yeah, he's taking a nap. Been with me all week. I mean, I felt like I need to spend a little extra time with him during this. You know, he's a lot quieter than Jake.
Well, then what in the heck's going on with Kira?
Nothing. I talked to her 3 times today, and she's great. But I realize that my reassurance is no match for your super powerful mother's intuition.
I don't know what it is, but I just can't shake the feeling that something's going on.
Well, I probably shouldn't tell you this.
What?
But when something's going on at my house,
yeah,
the evidence is always under the sofa cushion.
Knock it off.
I'm just saying. Oh. Go on, Reba, pop in on him. It'll put your mind at ease.
I'm not going to do that, Brock, because when you say pop, you mean snoop, and I don't snoop, Brock. I'm not the snooping, popping in kind of person.
Oh, Dad, I just saw this commercial, and it was so funny. There was this dog, but it wasn't like a dog dog. It was like Daniel Cortinez's dog, but he doesn't have it anymore because it ran away. But it was so funny.
Jake, I got a story, too. And it's so funny. Yeah, I was playing golf the other day, and I had like 90 yards into the green, but I didn't have my 9-iron with me. So I had to like take my sand wedge. Okay, it was a really cool shot. And this is like the really funny part. Yeah. That's right.
Hey.
Hey. So, hadn't seen you in a while.
Yeah, sorry about canceling dinner.
No big deal. You're probably busy.
Yeah.
Doing what?
Mom, you're acting a little weird. What's wrong?
I don't know exactly. Just got this, feeling.
Oh, no. Mother's intuition.
You know what? People should stop making fun of my intuition. Because if it wasn't for my mother's intuition, we would have never found that Joe's Burger Barn when we were camping in Lubbock.
Out of all the barns we've eaten in, that was the nicest.
I don't know. I just got the feeling that something's screwy around here.
Everything's fine.
I don't think it is. I think it's weird. What with Barbara Jean going out all the time.
That? No, it's fine, okay? Everything's under control.
Well, I don't know that. I don't know what she's doing and where she's going and what kind of people she's hanging out with.
Look, Mom, I can't talk about this. We were just about to go out. See you later.
Oh, hold on right there. Look. I think Barbara Jean's a good person. I really do. But I also know that she's easily influenced.
I mean, if she's hanging out with the wrong kind of people, who knows who she could turn into?
Jean was dressed like Kira?
Oh, yeah. Buckle for buckle.
Wow. That must have looked like a ventriloquist with her dummy.
This is so sad. Kira dresses horribly.
That's not the worst part.
Same shoes?
No. Oh, when Brock left, Kira seized power. And Kira's never been good with power. Remember the time when I had to go to the store and I had Kira watch Jake? And by the time I got back, she had changed his name to Philip?
You know, though, he looks like a Philip.
I think it's just best if she moves back home.
That is never going to happen, Mom. Come on, she's living every teenager's dream. She's running the house. The person who used to be the parent is now basically like a roommate that can drive.
You know, that's probably why she's been canceling all those dinners. I mean, why come over here when she can do whatever she wants over there? Starting to wonder what we're doing over here.
This is a mess. This whole Brock moving out thing was dumb. Now it's getting even dumber.
Well, what are you going to do, Mrs. H? Can you force her to move back here?
Well, I don't want to do anything rash if it's only going to be a day or two. But I'll have to do something if this foolishness gets worse and Brock, God forbid, decides to move out permanently.
Wait a minute. You don't think that could really happen, do you?
Happened to me.
You know what this is? This is screwed up.
No, honey, don't worry. Your dad will be back eventually. Soon he'll get tired of all that peace and quiet.
It's not funny, Van.
I didn't mean anything.
I know.
He's gonna go back, isn't he?
You know what, Van? I used to be able to read Brock like a book. Of course, it was a fiction book, but nevertheless, I could read it. Lately, I just can't do it.
Hey.
You're right.
Right about what?
It doesn't matter. All that matters is I was right.
Do me a favor, would you? Pretend that I came over to borrow something. I just need a little break from Chatty Jake.
So how's the condo coming along?
Actually starting to look pretty good.
When you gonna rent it out again?
Oh, I don't know. We'll just have to see how things go.
You are gonna rent it out again, right?
Like I said, Reba, we'll just have to see how things go.
You want my opinion?
No.
Well, that's never stopped me before. Brock, what you need to do is stop all this silliness. Do whatever you have to do, but get back into that house.
You know, my therapist says working on the marriage is a lot like fixing up the condo. If I'm going to do it right, I have to do it all the way. So I'm not going to stop until this job is done.
Well, maybe you need to tell your therapist that there's a difference. You're living in your condo while you're fixing it up. Maybe you need to live in your marriage, too.
Okay, I'll pass that right along.
All right. Hold it. Hold it just a second. Just give me an idea how long this little game of yours is going
to go. Stop calling it a little game or silliness. This is the most serious thing in my life right now, okay?
Okay.
Hey, there you are. Glad I found you. Not so glad I found you on your angry bench. Look, Cheyenne, I wasn't making light of what's going on with your
Van,
dad,
Barbara. Does marriage mean anything?
What marriage? Our marriage?
No, any marriage. Just marriage. Saying that you're going to be with one person forever.
Well, yeah, of course it does.
Does it? I mean, really, Van, or is it just like when you're a kid and you say your favorite candy's Reese's Pieces? And then you go to a candy store and you pick up a box of Raisinets. And then someone comes up to you and they say, hey, I thought your favorite candy was Reese's Pieces. And you say, I thought so too, but you're standing there with a box of Raisinets in your hand.
What are you saying? That you would pick Raisinets over Reese's Pieces?
serious.
I know, babe. You're just upset. And you're upset because of something that happened between Barbara Jean and your dad. Well, guess what, Cheyenne? You and I are not them. She's kind of an airhead and he's kind of a big goof. We're not them!
We're not, are we?
No. I don't know what marriage means to them or to anybody else. But does marriage mean something to you and me? Of course it does. You know what it means? It means you're the only piece of candy I even see in the store. I'll unwrap you. Philip.
Van.
Hey, I'm here because I need you to do something, even though you're not going to want to do it.
Do what?
I want you to move back home.
Mom, no.
Kara, honey, your dad and Barbara Jean's separation is going to go on for a while. I mean, it could go on for a long time.
Okay, fine, but why does that have to disrupt my life? Why is it that every time parents mess up their lives, the kids are the ones that get jerked around?
Okay, cut the drama, okay? I know why you're not wanting to move home, Kara. You're in charge. You're living every teenager's dream over here.
Dream?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely every teenager's dream to have their stepmom dress like them. And if it can possibly be in the mall where all her friends can see it, why, that's the very best dream of all.
Well, then I don't get it. Why do you want to stay here?
Kira, honey, where are you?
Mom, can we talk about this later, please? I'll come over later, I promise.
Oh, hey, Kira.
Hey.
You know, I don't know if I feel like going to the park. I just feel kind of blah. Maybe I'll just watch some TV.
No. We told Henry we're going, and now he's all excited. You'll feel way better once we get out in the fresh air, okay?
Well, I guess since we did tell Henry.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, maybe we could hit the mall afterwards. We could both get that mesh top we saw last time.
The mall.
Yeah, I love going to the mall now. The salespeople are starting to recognize us.
Sure, Barbara Jean, we can do that.
Okie dokie, Smokey. Kira?
Yeah?
During this, this thing? I don't know what I'd do without you.
You'd probably dress like Henry.
You. There's a sense of humor that keeps me going.
So that's why you're staying here.
The first couple of days after Dad left, she made a big deal about all the people she was seeing and all the stuff she was doing. She'd get all dressed up, but after she left, I'd see her in her car at the end of the block. Then she stopped even pretending. She'd just sit around in her sweats, order pizza, and watch TV.
Man, that's what I did.
It was getting bad. So I just started asking her to do things with me. Go to record stores, go to the mall.
So you've been babysitting Barbara Jean. Which means technically my mother's intuition was correct.
Like Joe's Burger Barn. Everything was fine until the other day. I was looking at a pair of pants when I heard the chilling words, "I wonder if they have that in my size."
Okay, I need to tell you two things. First of all, you are a beautiful, wonderful child.
Maybe you just raised me right. Also, I watch a lot of Seventh Heaven.
And the second thing is, sweetheart, you are a 15-year-old girl. It's not your job to try to fix the problems of a bunch of grown-ups.
She needs me, Mom. Nobody ever needed me before.
I don't know.
You said the separation might go on for a while.
Yeah.
You know what? I think so, too. But I don't think Barbara Jean thinks so. If I move out, it's like we're all saying Dad is never coming back.
Oh, Kira. If this is gonna happen, I want to see you. I want to talk to you a lot. And I want you to be honest with me about how things are going.
I will be, I promise.
Okay. Cute top. Wonder if they make that in my size.
This week, a fresh episode of Steve Harvey's Big Time on the WB's Big Sunday.